I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Next Step Orlando Paralysis Recovery Center is a state-of-the-art, community-based paralysis recovery and fitness center, and they're dedicated to improving the quality of life for all persons with spinal cord injuries and other neurological disorders. And on August 24th is their 10-year celebration gala. And here to tell us all about it is Amanda Perla. Amanda, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Amanda is, I guess you could say, a client of the center, but yes. You also have a more important part of it.
My mother is actually the founder and executive director of Next Step Orlando, because when I was a senior in high school, just about a month before graduating, I was paralyzed in a car accident. And when we came home from the hospital, we were faced with finding a recovery program that would really challenge me and help me regain mobility and function and a quality of life. Unfortunately, that was not accessible in Florida in 2007 when I was injured, but we found a recovery program for spinal cord injuries and other neurological disorders out in California called Next Step. And over the course of 2 years, we made a few trips out and realized that this type of activity-based therapy needed to be accessible in Florida and the Southeast as well for people living with paralysis around here. So we opened in 2009, and now we're celebrating 10 years in business.
All right, tell us about Next Step, because the pictures on the website show it is state-of-the-art. You've got so much equipment there. But you said like 10 years ago, this didn't exist in Orlando.
Didn't. So Next Step Orlando is the only community wellness and fitness affiliate of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation in Florida. So it's an aggressive exercise-based recovery program. And our two key components of our recovery program are gait training, whether it be harnessed over a treadmill or assisted by a trainer over ground, and electrical stimulation to, again, hope to promote functional movement and an increased quality of life.
All right, so before Next Step was here, what kind of rehab would you be able to get?
Before Next Step Orlando existed, the only type of rehabilitation somebody with a spinal cord injury would get is traditional physical therapy and occupational therapy. But just like if you were to break your leg in a car accident, they give you just as many visits for if you were to break your neck, which is just not enough.
So Next Step specifically gets right in there and says, this is what we need to do. And you said, you know, it's physical and it's psychological, right?
Completely. Our clients are helped physically, mentally, socially, emotionally. We're a very close-knit group. We become like family. We do things outside of the gym together all the time as well. It just gives our clients back a sense of community and belonging, and we're really looking forward to having fun at the gala together.
All right, let's talk about the gala since you brought it up. It's on August 24th at Heathrow Country Club. Tell us about it.
This is our very first gala. We wanted to celebrate 10 years in business the best way we knew how possible. So we actually invited Alexandra Reeve Givens, who is the daughter of Christopher and Dana Reeve. She also serves as a board member on the Reeve Foundation, and she is our guest speaker. We're also doing a little meet and greet for the VIP ticket purchasers beforehand, and then it'll be followed by a cocktail hour where you can check out our really awesome silent auction prizes to bid on, and then a dinner where Alexandra will speak, and then Grace with Sunny 105.9 will co-host with our other MC, Matt Austin from News 6. And then, yeah, just dinner and dancing and fun and hopefully a lot of donating.
Oh, man, that sounds like a good time. Mm-hmm. You talked about Alexandra Reeve Givens and her dad, Christopher Reeve. and his accident. Can you talk to us about the difference between, because you had yours when you were how old?
18.
Okay, 18, right. What is the difference between, say, what you went through at your age and somebody who's an older person, an adult maybe?
So Christopher Reeve, if you're unfamiliar with him, was like the original Superman. And he was injured at a level much higher than I was. So it really has more to do with his level of injury. But it was kind of a blessing in disguise because he became the pioneer for spinal cord injury rehabilitation and research.
Do you find that, because we talked about the psychological part of it, do you find that people your age are more optimistic than older people?
I think because spinal cord injuries do tend to happen to people more in the age range of 18 to 25, because we are more active, more risk-taking, they just want to continue that active lifestyle and not quit. And so it makes them want to come into the gym and work at getting better.
I looked on the website and there was a statistic there that really caught my eye. Around 30 million people have some sort of a mobility impairment. 30 million. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot.
So it surprised me that when you said there wasn't a place available 10 years ago in Orlando that really worked with this problem. When you go there and you see what happens to people when they first show up and then after they've been there a while, what's the difference? I mean, do you see like a stark difference, or when they come in, they're all, I don't know what to do, and then it changes their life, right?
Yeah, definitely. One of the best parts about Next Step is all the people that I've been able to meet from not only all over the state, but our country and the world. And the great thing about it is that people come in and they feel defeated and they feel hopeless and they don't know what to do next. And we just kind of give them direction and show them that physical improvements are possible and that there just is a chance to be happy after this kind of injury or neurological disorder. So we're just able to restore their hope.
The reason I bring it up is because I look at you and you're just absolutely beaming, and you know, you're just happy and you're positive. Take us through your situation and when it happened, when your injury happened, and then how you felt just after.
So because I was injured just a month before graduating, I spent the summer in the hospital. And when I came home, all my friends were going off to college. And I just felt like my life had been put on pause, had been put on hold, and I didn't really know what to do. And I was upset and I was feeling down and I wasn't feeling challenged physically. So when I found Next Step and I found a program that I could be active and get again and live a healthy lifestyle again, it really just helped me to be happy again. And not only that, I get to help so many other people now too that are in a similar situation. So it's hard to be upset when you see how much good Next Step is doing for the community and that you've been a part of that. So I just try to keep a positive attitude for myself and my family and for my friends and our clients. I've also been able to just like live a normal life outside of the gym as well. I just got married in May. So yeah, it's just about living life to the fullest, the best you can afterwards, and not letting it take you down.
And you're an example of that. And the fact that your mom started here, right, in Orlando, greatest gift in the world, right? But you just got married.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hope right there, right? I mean, I'm just going to live my life.
Yeah, just got to keep pushing.
All right, so the gala now, let's talk about that because this is an important event. It's on August 24th. How do we get tickets and how does it work?
Our gala on August 24th, you can purchase tickets for on our event website, which is nextstepfitness.org/gala, or you can just go to nextsteporlando.org and go to our events section, or you can even search us on Eventbrite.
And I suggest you go. If you are or you know somebody who's got this challenge in front of them, here's what I would do. I would go to the event and find Amanda. Because
Absolutely. She's
sitting here, and I'm telling you, she's more positive than I am. You know, I'm just kind of like, oh, it's Sunday, so what? But Amanda's like already got me pumped up. Like, okay, yeah, you can get through anything. The thing about Next Step is we talk about paralysis, but that could happen a number of different ways. Accident, in your case, through stroke, or we talk about neurological situations. Tell us or talk to somebody who is maybe going through that and doesn't know what to do, and tell us how Next Step can help them.
So Next Step Paralysis Recovery Center is not just for spinal cord injury. If you're someone suffering from paralysis, whether it be from a stroke, a brain injury, MS, CP, transverse myelitis, we cover a whole broad spectrum of neurological disorders. If you're feeling stuck, you don't know what's next, you don't know what to do, you don't know if there's more for your recovery than what you've been told by doctors, Next Step is literally the next step. It's an aggressive activity-based therapy program. We're going to get you out of the wheelchair the entire time, get your body moving the way it's meant to be, because nobody's meant to sit all day long. And we're just going to get you feeling better, feeling like yourself again. And it's absolutely worth a try. It's definitely worth coming in to visit us, to say hi, take a tour, maybe get a feel for it if you're a little apprehensive at first. But more than likely, you're going to come in and love it and want to sign up right away.
And go to the website, the Next Step Orlando website, and there are some great pictures on there. If you were curious and you want to know what it's about, there it is.
Absolutely. Visit our website, nextsteporlando.org. I'm also super active on social media, so we have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm constantly posting pictures and videos of our clients and their progress and achievements and milestones, and it's just a really positive account to follow and motivating and inspiring, and one that you should.
Anything is possible as long as you have hope, right, Amanda?
Yeah, we were told to accept what we couldn't change, but instead we changed what we didn't want to accept.
I like that. All right, check it out. It's Next Step Orlando Paralysis Recovery Center. They're having their 10-year celebration gala at the Heathrow Country Club on August 24th. All of that's available on the website, Next Step Orlando website. Look it up. Look at the pictures and see what is possible.
Yep, you can make a huge difference in someone's life, and it means more to us than we can really ever say.
Well, Amanda Perla, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.